Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Pastor Manyapa, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you, my brother?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. How are you doing?
I'm all right, by God's grace, man.
Yes, by God's grace indeed. And your weekend has been fine?
It has been a blessing, indeed.
Oh, yes, indeed. Well, we are talking about...
Yes.
My mind was fantastic. It was a restful one. And praise God for rest, because always looking forward to the Sabbath rest. I'm actually already looking forward to the Sabbath rest, as it were. So, yeah. always enjoy the Sabbath rest. Now, this week, you're going to be joining us at 15:30 daily until Friday. We're talking about life, a sum of your choices. And we're starting on a new topic, for this week, discussing the power of a choice. And we'll be talking about, where that power comes from and how it can and should be used responsibly. Beginning today with answering the question of where that power even came from to begin with. Now, before we get into that discussion, Pastor, how do we define what it means? What is the power of choice? What does that mean?
First of all, let me say choice is a gift that God gave us. You know, when God created humanity, he placed a gift, or maybe in all his creation. When God created his created what we know as his created beings, he gave them that power. You know, it's a God-given power of choice. So, you know, choice now is the ability to make a decision, an informed decision, or the ability to make a decision that benefits us, or that gives us that happiness and joy.
Yeah. Now, beautiful. Now, from where do humans then derive that power? I think it's such, it's a huge responsibility. It's massive power.
Yeah, it's really a massive power. That is what makes us humans, or that is what makes us the created of God. And that is what makes us superior. God, it's a God-given ability. It's a God-given power. Only God gave us as a gift when he created us. And when we were given that, it was to help us need God. Maybe let me say it that way.
To make us need God. How so, my pastor?
One preacher once said, God does not need us, but he need us to need him. You know, that is what he needs most. He created us not as robots or as toys, that don't have life or that don't think, or that are not independent. God gave us this power to be independent, to think, to make decisions, and to be independent. So that's how powerful a choice is. It gives you independence. It gives you all the power that you can. So God gave it to us so that when we worship him, We don't do that out of, just dullness and without thinking, So God gave us the ability to choose to worship him or not to worship him. So what God needs is not really us, but he created us so that he needs us to need him.
He needs us to need him. Interesting. Now, in that case, Pastor, was it then a good idea to even give that power of choice, considering where it has landed us? I mean, we can look back where we are as human beings, right? I think we're in a bad mess.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that we are now looking at it from this point of view, But if we are to remove what we are going through, what sin has brought on us, if we are to remove ourselves from there and look at it as was it really a benefit? Was it a really good thing? Then we can now see that this power was really a good thing, because even if I'm to say, can you make a doll, my brother? You make a doll, you put a doll there. You know, you feed the doll, you bath the doll. The doll doesn't do anything for itself. You know, it becomes boring. It's just you and the doll and the dull doll. So God wanted to create something intelligent, something in His image. So He created us. We are God's, you know, workmanship. So now, because we are God's workmanship, He placed this ability in us to be independent, to make decisions, you know, to choose good and bad, you know. And when you look at it, that is the source of joy and happiness. So God wanted His created beings to be happy, to experience this joy. And this joy only comes through making the right decisions.
This joy comes through making the right decision. Now, were Adam and Eve adequately prepared then for the responsibility of their choice? That would be the next natural question, because, you know, you're mentioning beautiful things, but did they really know the consequences? I mean, were they prepared, Mfundisi? It may seem they may not have. Huh?
Yeah. The question is, were they prepared when we are looking at what then came after what they did? And because we now know the consequences of sin, we think Adam and Eve didn't know the consequences of sin. Of course, Adam and Eve, what they knew best was God's love. They enjoyed God's presence. They enjoyed God's communion, you know. They would communion with God every day, you know, and that they enjoyed that, but they craved the things they didn't know, you know. So for me, Adam and Eve had all the joy, had everything they needed, but what they craved for was that unknown, you know, that unknown, which is now the suffering that we now have. And of course, Adam and Eve, I may concur that they were not better prepared, but because they never experienced this dark side. They never experienced, you know, this other side. Yeah. So I may say, because they did not know, they were tempted, you know, in things they did not know, you know, tempted to venture in the unknown waters. It's also almost one and the same thing with us today. You know, should we say we are not better equipped to handle or to be responsible with our choices? I don't think so. Yes, we may say, yeah, you know, because we are tempted, you know, to enjoy the things that we don't know, you know. Yeah, you cannot be tempted in the things that, you know, you once escaped from. No one can trick you to go back.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think it's one and the same. The temptations that came to Adam and Eve are the same that comes to us. And the decisions that are needed to be made, or the choices that need to be applied, are almost the same. So I think my short answer would be they were better equipped, even better than us.
You think so? Because, I mean, their choice, simple choice, I think, which I suspect was simply taken in just minutes, has had implications over generations.
Indeed. Even the choices that we make today, you know, the choice that I make myself today are not only for me. My choices also influence other people. In as much as they influence me, they influence all those around me, and they influence even my posterity, you know, generations to come. So Yeah, even Adam and Eve knew very well that whatever they were going to do, it was going to affect even their posterity, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They knew because God had told them, and they were more intelligent than we are.
Mm.
You know, God told them, once you eat, you will die, you know. But they were tempted. They wanted to experience the death,
mm.
you know. So, yeah, I feel Adam and Eve knew exactly the consequences of what they were going to do, you know, and what they were actually applying. You know, they knew, just like we know today, when we make these choices, you know, it actually the whole picture is painted that, you know, in Deuteronomy chapter 30,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you read Deuteronomy chapter 30 verses, should be 15 to 20, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, yeah, whereby, you know, a choice, you know, is put, that choose today, you know, life or death,
mm,
you know.
Mm.
It's the same that happened to Adam and Eve. It's the same that is happening to us. When we choose death, then it means we are even affecting our posterity. We are affecting our future generations and those around us. You know, when we choose life,
mm-hmm.
we are also affecting those around us and even those who would come after us. So I believe choices are detrimental. You know, they affect everyone.
Ah, fantastic. Well, Pastor, I think at this point we are going to be ending it right there. And what I'm getting from this conversation is that the power of choice is quite heavy, and it can have implications reverberating over generations and generations. I do want to say thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, my brother. Have a blessed day.
We'll talk again tomorrow, same time and same place.
Indeed, indeed. Be blessed.
Blessings.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.